Next patient is Richard Danceau. The last name is Delta Alpha November Sierra Oscar Hotel, D-A-N-S-O-H. Richard. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old Jamaican male that is fallow in the practice because of CKD stage 4 going into stage 5. Period. The patient comes today for a follow-up of the condition. He is asymptomatic. He had a laboratory workup that was done yesterday, in which the BUN is 62, the creatinine is 4, and the estimated GFR is 15.1, sodium 139, potassium 4.6, chloride 103, CO2 22.4. The glucose is 99, liver function test with the normal limits. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is pretty close to 1 gram of creatinine per gram of creatinine. Or, 1 gram of protein per gram of creatinine. It has increased, and at this point, with this GFR, there is no indication for the use of the SGLT2 inhibitors or the non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor. Since the patient is asymptomatic, we are going to continue the observation. He's a very active man. He's an attorney that practices full-time and has been stable. Following number, the patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease. He has been followed by the cardiologist. He has atrial fibrillation, has been to the electrophysiologist, and they are planning to do an ablation for the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The clearance for the procedure that is scheduled in October is going to be sent to the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin that is 12.2. It's slightly anemic, most likely associated to the CKD. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy with elevation of the PSA. This patient is followed by Dr. Povi, P-O-V-I. And he is going to give the follow-up to this PSA. Following number is gout without any evidence of activation. The uric acid is 8.2. The patient was encouraged to cut down the protein intake as much as possible. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. This patient is going to need a close follow-up. He has my cellular phone number. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. and we are going to order the pending lab. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.